You're listening to a program of Music for Women's History Month on Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michelle. The final work on this program is a cantata in five movements for women's chorus, orchestra, and soprano and mezzo soloists. Nancy Vandeveit is the composer. She was born in the United States and now lives in Vienna, Austria. She received her professional training at the Eastman School of Music, Wellesley College, and Florida State University, which awarded her a Doctor of Music degree in composition in 1968. She works primarily in large forms and is one of the most recorded orchestral composers alive today. The first movement of the cantata uses a text from James Joyce's Ulysses. The voices blend and fuse in clouded silence. Silence that is the infinite of space. Swiftly the soul is wafted over regions of cycles of generations that have lived. The cantata's second movement is based on a medieval poem from Provence and is the exuberant outpouring of a young woman in love. Night long, day long, as the sweet nightingale his love doth greet, night long, day long, I lie in my sweetheart's feet 'neath the flower till the watchman from his tower cries, 'Tis dawn! Fair lovers, rise! 'Tis dawn! Soon bright day will gild the skies. Night long, day long, I lie in my sweetheart's feet. Night long, day long. Faces, the third movement, uses lines taken from Walt Whitman's poem of the same name. The old face of the mother of many children, she looks out from her Quaker cap, her face is clearer and more beautiful than the sky. She sits in an armchair under the shaded porch of the farmhouse. The sun just shines on her old white head, the justified mother of men. The Little Old Women, to a poem by Baudelaire, tragically depicts very old women who have neither place nor value at the end of their lives. Their eyes are ponds made of a million tears. These were once women. All might have made a river with their tears. They toddle like little marionettes or drag their bodies like hurt animals, ashamed to be alive, shrunken shadows, fearful, with bent backs they hug the walls. Have you noticed how the coffins of old women are often as small as a child's? The final movement, Tears, is based on Whitman's poem of that title. It ends, "But away, at night as you fly, none looking, oh then the unloosed ocean of tears, tears, tears." Now, let's hear Voices of Women with Simone Cavalla conducting the Koszalin State Philharmonic Orchestra with Sully Girardi and the Silesian University Choir.